This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you know me, you know that I am a native of the hog capital of the world, which, of course, is Kewaunee. And in order for me to continue to enter the city of Kewaunee and really all of Henry County without getting stopped at the border for some reason, I must do an annual, what I refer to affectionately, of course, as an obligatory interview about the big festival Kewaunee has every year. It's around Labor Day weekend, and it's called Hog Days, of course, playing off of the longtime designation as Kewaunee being the hog capital of the world. There is a committee of people that put together the Hog Festival every year, and one of those is Mike Komnick, who joins me on the line this year. Mike, thanks so much for your time, and I hope I didn't disparage Kewaunee just there.
Oh, no, not at all. Thank you for having me.
This time of year, at least here in this part of the area, there are a ton of festivals. There have been a ton already, from Railroad Days here in Galesburg to going on pretty much through the Knox County Scenic Drive season in October. But as much as there were things I think about Hog Days that I think are like other festivals in the area, this, in many ways, I would describe Hog Days as sort of unique, wouldn't you?
Yes, it's very unique. I mean, we describe ourselves as the world's largest outdoor barbecue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some merit to that. But also, one of the amazing things about our festival is it's been going every Labor Day weekend since 1954.
Wow.
Which a lot of festivals in our area, and even well outside of our area, you know, they just don't have that claim that every year it just happens.
Yeah, that's very true. So let's talk a little bit more than about history first. We know that that I believe it was the U.S. House that helped make that declaration a long time ago that Kewaunee was hog capital of the world. And I don't think we're telling tales out of school here, that it's not really that anymore, at least that Kewaunee technically isn't the hog capital of the world. But it's still okay to celebrate the designation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a tongue in cheek now. You know, at one time, that was the case that Henry County had produced the most amount of hogs nationwide. But you know, as times change and industries change, we kind of change with that. So now we just instead of being necessarily the hog capital, we just have the largest barbecue.
There you go.
So we're kind of just shifting.
Talk about that world's largest pork chop barbecue and how that's put together and how that happens every year.
Sure. We're going to cook up about 11,000 pork chops and about 15,000 pork patties for the community and all of our festival visitors. We do that in our downtown area on a couple very large grills, and it takes roughly an army of volunteers to put that together. We have people that come down as part of community organizations to cook in teams, and we have random volunteers that just come down and work a couple hours here and there. But it is impressive to watch it pulled off and be part of that.
That's for sure. And folks coming to Kewaunee specifically to enjoy a couple of pork chop sandwiches, you pretty much just go up, you wait in line, you buy a ticket, and get a fresh pork chop sandwich, right?
That's correct. Yep.
And there's
pretty straightforward.
And there's also other pork products, right?
Well, we have the Hog Festival, the barbecue part. We have the pork patties, and pork chops. Ah. But then we also have a whole bunch of vendors down there serving all different kinds of food. Everything from Mexican food to Greek food to your traditional fair-going food of corn dogs and haystack onions and things like that. So it's a huge variety and definitely something that will appeal to everyone.
I've still never had a plate of haystack onion rings quite as good as the ones I've had at Hog Days over the years. But that's that's another discussion for another day, for sure. Among the vendors and other activities and community organizations and things, you have the traditional carnival too, right?
Yep. We have a carnival. I believe we have about 22 rides this year, so it's a fairly large carnival compared to most, and those are scattered throughout the downtown area. The traditional rides, games, and then you've got a big Ferris wheel that rolls in. So all the kids and the adults that are kind of kiddish, they all enjoy all the rides that we have.
And like other festivals, you can buy tickets ahead of time, and are there carnival armbands and things like that that are available?
We don't do the armbands.
Okay.
What we do instead is we do pre-sale carnival tickets, which unfortunately those are just sold out. So basically you buy them in advance, and then the advantage of that as opposed to an armband is that you could use it anytime during the weekend.
Wonderful.
So from the time the festival starts till the time the festival ends on Monday.
Good.
So it's kind of a unique way to do that.
Good problem to have that you've sold out of the advanced carnival tickets already. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
All right. Next thing, the parade. I jokingly complain every year here in Galesburg that there seems to be a parade for almost every reason here, but much like the festival itself, the Hog Days parade, that, if I'm still right, is a Saturday this weekend, is probably bigger and in some cases more unique than other parades even, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Saturday at 2:00 p.m. is when it kicks off. Of course, you want to get there a little earlier to get your premium spot. But it's a source of pride for a lot of businesses, and that they put a lot of time and effort into their floats. So it's not just your run of the mill parade, and they get quite a few entries and some bands in there. So it's usually a really good time. And we actually have people from out of town that come in just for the parade.
Yeah.
They come for the parade, grab a pork chop, and then their weekend's content. So
you have a couple of marching bands, right?
We always have our local marching bands, the Kewanee High School and Weathersfield High School. They're always in there and crowd favorites. I'm not entirely sure of the lineup this year, but I know we've had the Rock Island Metropolitan Youth come in with their drum and dance, and that's been always great. And then we've attracted some bigger bands, too. I don't know if there's any of those on tap for this year, but, everybody that watches a parade loves to see a good band. That's like one of the things that you really look for. So we try to fit those in pretty well.
Sure. And of course, bands produce music, and music in general is really a big and important part of the Hog Days weekend, right?
Oh, yes. We actually have a full lineup of entertainment on our People's Bank main stage, too. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. We have street music on Tremont Street, down by our little food court area we have set up with some of the food vendors. And new this year, at our craft show and flea market on Sunday, we will have music out there as well. So a little bit of music in the park as you're perusing all the unique items out there.
Yeah, for locals anyway, we know that the flea market has kind of switched locations a time or two over the festival here, and it's from what I understand, it's back to its original location this year, but you've done something to help people get from the flea market to the rest of the activities, right?
Yeah, we're very excited about this, too. We have this year, we have the Pigmobile. So the Pigmobile, which is brought to you by Kewanee High School, they are graciously donating a small bus for us to use for this. But what will happen is at our Hog Days building, which is on 306 North Main, so in the downtown action, there'll be a pickup drop-off location. And then also out at West Park, where the flea market is, there'll be a pickup drop-off location. That shuttle will run between the hours of 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, shuttling people back and forth. One of the biggest issues we've always had having the flea market at the park is that there's not always a lot of convenient parking.
Yeah.
It's always a struggle. There's no real close parking lot. So this way, at least people can park in one spot, take the shuttle, and enjoy both the downtown and the park without having to, spend too much time worrying about where they're going to park and, for handicap accessibility and things like that.
My parents, by way of full disclosure, live not far from West Park, and I've tried to convince them every year to start selling space in the driveway, but they just won't listen to me on that.
that's a moneymaker there.
Exactly. I don't know why they haven't thought of that yet, but anyway. All right. I'm almost out of time, Mike, but so tell me real quickly about anything else I'm missing about Hog Days this weekend.
Well, one thing that I wanted to mention that we haven't covered yet is Monday, Labor Day, is our special kids' day, where we dedicate that day downtown to kids and families. So we have everything from your traditional petting zoo to face painting to a kid's tractor pull. It's going to be just music. magician down there. And then we're also going to have a demonstration with the police canine unit and our fire department smokehouse.
Wonderful.
So there'll be a lot going on down there on Monday as well.
All right, very good. And I know you have a website, right?
We sure do. It is KiwaniHogDays.com. And then you can also find us on Facebook.
Very good. And you can also find a link to all of that on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. Mike Komnick on the Hog Festival Committee in Kewaunee, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for all you're doing. And maybe I'll run into you this weekend because I, of course, am obligated as a native to actually come back this weekend.
Well, stop on down and we'll enjoy a pork chop together.
Fair enough. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
And again, go to the community events page or the fairs and festivals page at WGIL.com to find out more about Kewaunee Hog Days. Yes, I probably will be home this weekend, that's for sure. So if you see me out, say hi. Stay tuned. Kim Komando and Sports next on Galesburg's Evening News.